Good morning. Another dusting of snow, inch or two. This morning, 29 degrees air temperature.
Good morning.
Good morning. 29 degree air temperature this morning. 33 degrees here in the water. Spotlight of attention. I've been thinking so much about this. How much of my life is affected by where I shift the spotlight of my attention. There's the old adage that where attention goes, energy flows. That's why when a child gets hurt, we often try to divert their attention to some ice cream or something. Not if they're seriously hurt, obviously. We want to take care of what's going on, but to move their attention away from ruminating or the sensation of pain that is occupying their complete attention, we'll move it to some ice cream or something else. We do this with all sorts of things. So I've been noticing how when I shift my attention, where I shift my attention consciously, it becomes the key. You know, how am I consciously attending to a life, and what am I attending to, and how am I attending to it? So now I'm noticing the blood flow from my fingers and hands is quickly retreating to the major muscles and organs that the body is most concerned with keeping safe in the environment like this. And then I notice if I move my attention around, I notice those sensations of cold, but I also shift my attention to wandering around the body and noticing like there's some intense heat like in my chest right now, even though the skin is feeling this intensity of tingling. There's also as I shift my attention, there's also a lot of heat. So one of the things I'm working with is like, can I shift my move attention and energy into these areas of the body with the breath, with attention, with just noticing them so that my fingers and toes, I can move blood flow back into those areas. And then I'm noticing this other areas of my life that this practice is really helping, because I'll think about this practice during the day and I have to decide to get in here. And that was what Andrew Huberman said. He's like, you need a practice in your day where it's something that you have to will yourself to do. There has to be resistance. It needs to be daily and you have to do it. And so I really have been practicing the visualization. I visualize waking up. I put my mat out. I sit for 10 minutes. I get off the mat. I put my shorts on. I walk out here. I get in. And I'm just choosing to do that. And I've noticed like this, the sense of, locus of control is one way to talk about it, but also just knowing, moving attention away from worrying about this and moving it into, I'm going to decide to do this. I have decided to do this. I'm going to get in, and moving away from ruminating about what it's going to feel like. I also, this morning, actually spent some time just imagining getting in and feeling the water come over the skin and being with it, continuing to breathe evenly and continuing feeling heat in the body, as well as not disregarding the other sensations of the body. So that's an important thing about being in here for me, is that I'm not like pushing through. I'm not turning on some heavy metal music. So I'm just like, I'm just getting in. I'm going to do it. I don't think it's wrong to do that. For my practice though, I want to be completely conscious as I get in, that I'm feeling my way through this. I'm not numbing out or trying to get away from feeling and sensation. I'm not trying to numb out or just scream my way through it, which there's a place for that for sure, but then I'm being consciously aware of this experience and allowing it to really be a practice that informs my whole life in terms of the lessons that I'm learning from here. So with that, hello snow. It's time to move out of the water today. Be well.